Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simin Shin Tes Zayin. We are up to Siftes. We are on page 256. The Mechaber says in Siftes, Parush Hanikra Bargus. A parush is a flea that's called a bargus b'loshon Arav. Aser latsudo elu imkein hu al besaro v'okto. It is usher to trap a flea unless it is on one's flesh and is biting him. V'usher lahargo. Not only is it usher to trap him, it's also usher to kill this flea. The Ramah says, V'aflo yimalenu biyado shema yahargenu. You also can't roll it in your hands because you might come to kill it. Ela yitlenu biyado v'yizrakenu. Rather, you should take it in your hand and you should throw it, but don't be rubbing it in your hand. We'll see now the Mishnah Berura beginning in Sivkotan Lamed Hei. Sahanikra bargus, hainu hashechora hakofetzes. This flea is black and it jumps around. Sivkotan Lamed Vav. It is usher latsudo. It is usher to trap it. Even though this is the type of animal that is not considered normally trapped, still, as we learned earlier in Siv Gimel, it still is usher to trap such an animal. The and we need to tell you over here that a flea is usher to trap midrabanan, even though it follows the regular rules that if it's ein mino nitzod, it's usher midrabanan. La fuke midas ezem raposkim, to knock out the shita of some poskim, the savri that they hold, the af zohi bichlal ma'achole shemuter latsuda ulaharga. There are some poskim that hold that a parush, a flea, is included in the category of ma'acholes, which the Gemara says you're allowed to trap it and you're allowed to kill it. So we're bringing this halacha down to paskin, not like that shita. And when it comes to the parush, it actually is going to be aser midrabanan to trap it, and as we'll see, it will be aser to kill it as well. V'imhu safik lo balayla, imhu kina uparush. So this ma'acholes is a kina, is a louse, it's lice. So if you have something on you at night, you're not sure if it is lice or it is a flea. So lice, you're allowed to trap, you're allowed to kill. A parish, you're not allowed to trap, you're not allowed to kill it. So mutter latsuda, since the trapping of the parish is only an issa drabanan, a kina's mutter, so a safek drabanan, we go lakula, you're allowed to trap it. However, va'asur laharga, since the killing of the parish will be an issa daraisa, the killing of the kina is mutter, so that would be a safek daraisa, so you would be allowed to trap it, safek drabanan lakula, you would not be allowed to kill it, safek daraisa lachumra. Umutter lafalos habigodami paroshim b'shabbos, one is allowed to remove the fleas from his garment on Shabbos. Ach yizoyer shelo yitlein biyado, but has to be careful that he doesn't take the fleas in his hand. Dehu bichlal tzida, that would be included in trapping. Rak yapie me'alov, he should just knock them down from on his garment, and that's how we should get rid of them. Sivkotan lamed zayin, we said again, it's osar latsudo elu imkein hu al besaro v'okto. You cannot trap a flea unless it is on your flesh and it is biting you. Says the Mishnah Berura, hainu d'mishum tzara d'akitza. Because of the pain of getting bitten, lo gozu rabbonon al iser tzida. The rabbonon did not ask for the trapping. It's only an iser rabbonon, because like we said before, it's ein b'mino nitzol, and therefore, because you are in pain, they didn't ask for it, and therefore you're allowed to trap it, you're allowed to remove it. Now, if you look at note number 67, we'll start from the third line. The odom hamitzar mezimzum ma'ufal shel zvuv o yatush hamatridim es menuchaso. A person is trying to relax on Shabbos, and there is a fly or mosquito buzzing around. It's not physically bothering him, but it's really annoying him. It's not letting him rest. Says Rosh Hashanah Arbach, Sha'oser lo letovsam kedei lezarka machutza. You're not allowed to grab them to throw them outside. Shelo hutrit tzida elo mipnei tzar haguf. We see over here, only for a tzar haguf, only for a pain of the body, their chazal were lenient, ach lo mipnei tzar nefesh, not because they're annoying and it's bothering your nefesh. So if it is biting you, then you could take off this parush and remove it. But if it's not really bothering you physically, it's just emotionally making you crazy, that would not be grounds for removing it, according to Rishon Mazalman. Ve'idach, on the other hand, das agonim this in Kerelitz, she'ein chiluk bein tzar hanefesh tzar haguf, there is no difference between a physical pain or an emotional pain. Umutter litfos b'chayim shemafriya lo lisho no lotzio. If there's a bug, an animal that is annoying you and not letting you rest, you would be allowed, according to the Nisan Karelis, to pick it up and to put it outside. Says the Mishnah Berura of Kodin Lamed Zayin, We're in the second line. Umutar latsudo ulahashlicho. In this case, where it's causing you tsar, we said the Rabbanon did not answer the trapping, and therefore you could trap it and throw it out. Vizeu shekosav okto. And that's what the Mechaber means, that he says, Elo imkein hu al basaro v'okto, it's actually biting you. That is the Magen Avram. V'chein kosav ha-gro d'hai okto dafkohu. So too writes the Gro, that when the Mechaber says okto, it means it's actually physically biting you, only then you can remove it. However, v'yesh mekilin gam kishu al chaluko mibifnim. There are those who are lenient that even if it's on the inside of your garment, litlo biyodo ula shlicho, that you're allowed to take it with your hands and throw it out as well. Pen yovo lide akitza, because that might lead to getting bitten by the flea, and therefore that is grounds to pick it up as well. So here we have a machlokas, is biting you dafka, only when it's actually on your flesh and biting you, then you can lift it up and throw it out? Or do we say no, even if it's on the inside of your garment and your choshesh is going to start biting you, so for preventative measures you can throw it out. If you're able to knock it to the ground without actually grabbing it in your hand, for sure it's better to be machmir, not to touch it, and just to knock it to the ground. So the Mechaber then said, trapping, usher, and we explained it's only usher midrabbanan, it's ein b'mino nitzod. Then the Mechaber said, the parush is usher lahargo. Says the Chavetz Chaim Sivkot Lamelches, Hatam de Mechalkinon bein parush lakinahu. The reason we differentiate between the flea and the lice is as follows. The kol malachos de Shabbos mi mishkan yalfinon lahem. All the malachos of Shabbos we learn out from the Mishkan. The alfinan misas kol balei chayim lechiyuv, and we learn out the iser daraisa of killing any live animals, meshchitas elim ma'adomim shayu b'mishkan, from the killing of the elim that was done for the mishkan, b'shvil oroseim, we wanted their skins. V'lav davka ayidei shchita. It's not only usher to kill an animal through the means of shchita. Tehu adin ayidei hakov v'chanika. The same thing would be true through hitting it or strangulating it, o nechira or piercing it. V'chol ki agavna, and so too any similar way of killing it. Kevan shebo ayidei zeh netilas neshama. Since it comes through that netilas neshama, you're killing an animal. You are going to be chayav midaraisa. V'amrinan, and we say, Ma elim ma'adomim sheparim v'ravim, just like these elim ma'adomim that we were killing to get their skins to the Mishkan, and they multiply, av kol sheparim v'ravim. We learn out from there, it's an iser daraisa to kill on Shabbos any animal that is parim v'ravim, that they multiply. La'afuke kino de'eno ba mizachon akeva, excluding lice, that they do not come from a male and a female. Elo ba min hazeah, they grow out of the sweat, so lo chashiva bria, that's not considered a bria, and therefore it's mutter to kill it. Aval parush, but this flea that we're discussing over here, afal pi shigami ena paravarava, even though it does not really multiply with the zachar in the cave as well, mikomokom kevan shav yosem in ha'afar, since it's a little more chashiv, it doesn't come from the sweat, it comes from the dirt, yesh b'chiyus, it has life, ki ilu nivra mizachar nekeva, as if it came from a male and a female, v'chayev alem mishum netilas neshama, and you will be chayev midaraisa for netilas neshama, v'afilu im haparush okto osir lahargo, and even if this flea is biting you, it's going to be osir to kill it. We're going to see a bir halacha and a bunch of notes in a moment. Let's first finish one more mishabura. Sivkot lamites, the Rama said, that af lo yimalalenu biyodo shem yargenu. Since you're not allowed to kill the flea, you shouldn't be rolling it in your hand because you might come to kill it. You should just take it and throw it out if it's biting you. Says the Mishabura Lamites, lo yimalalenu lahatish kochon. Why would you want to roll it in your hands? To weaken its power. Shelo yachzru eilav, so it won't come back to you. V'ayin b'sefer yirabim hashakasa bazeh. So now we're going to discuss a few points. Let's first look in the Bir Halacha in the second wide line. Towards the end of the line, it says, Masha Gasati Mishabura. So here is going to clarify why we said in the Mishabura that if the flea is biting you, that is grounds for trapping it, but we didn't say it's grounds for killing it. So says the Bir Halacha, Masha Gasati Mishabura, Da'afilu Okso Aser Lahargo. We said explicitly, even if it's biting you, you're not allowed to kill it. If it's biting you, that's grounds to trap it and to get rid of it, but you're not allowed to kill it. Kain Kosova Beis Yosef, so writes the Beis Yosef. Velo dummy litzida de mekelinan ba'okto. Killing it is not like trapping it where we're lenient if it's biting you. So if it's biting you, you're allowed to trap it. But if it's biting you, you're still not allowed to kill it. What's the chiluk? Hainu lefi she'ein b'mino nitzod. Since, like we said before, a parush, it's not normally trapped, so it's downgraded to the Rabbanon. V'leka iser daraisa klal baze. It's no shaykhis to an iser daraisa ever trapping a flea. It's not b'mino nitzod. Masha'en kem bahariga, which is not the case when it comes to killing it. D'kishetzorech l'gufa chayiv. If you're killing it for a purpose that you want to parish, whatever purpose that would be a chiyav daraisa for killing. L'kach lo mikilinon mishum tzara ba'alma afilu k'she'en tzorech lo. Therefore, even in a case where you don't really need it, so it's really downgraded to a derabonon, but the Rabbanon were not lenient because of tzar to kill it. When it's be'etzim a derabonon like tzeda by a parish, it's ein b'mino nitzod, it's really only a derabonon, so then b'moklim tzar they were lenient to nullify the derabonon. But when it's shayot to a daraisa, which is killing it, so even though now you're killing it shalol tzarech, so it's that's only derabonon, but since the killing is shayot to a daraisa, b'moklim tzar they were not lenient, and therefore even if it's biting you, you're not allowed to kill the parish, you're only allowed to trap it and send it away. Let's look at a couple of notes over here. Let's first look at note number 72. Note number 72 is going that which we said, that we learn out all animals can't be killed from these elim ma'adamim, which are parim v'ravim, as opposed to kinim, that they come from the sweat. The af bizmanenu, even nowadays, shakinim matilos beitzim uparos v'ravos. We know that lice, they lay eggs and they multiply. So kasa b'sefer michtav meliyahu shekevan shedvarim elu mufurashim b'chazal. Since these things are explicit in Chazal, ein hadin mishtane machmas hametzius haniris acheres leinenu. Even though we see it differently, but Chazal say explicitly that they don't multiply and you're allowed to kill them, so it's mutter. Af imatam eino muvan lano. Even if we don't understand it, it's mutter. V'kasa b'ni writes. It could be Chazal understand that kinim are not considered multiplying. You don't actually see them multiplying, they're so small, and therefore that's why they consider that they don't multiply and it's mutter. And therefore he says nowadays it's still mutter to kill the kinim, even though we see they have eggs. Even nowadays you are allowed to kill lice on Shabbos. Heyos ulamara inayim ein hein paros v'ravos. Since according to the eye, by the view of the eye, they are not multiplying, its mutter. Meidach on the other hand, b'sefer pachad Yitzchak kosav sheyesh lahachmir shelo laharo kinim b'shabbos. One shei machmir not to kill ice on Shabbos. V'chein mashma b'sefer Torah Shabbos v'chein da'asagon rov yashiv. But look at the last paragraph of note 72. Achein kinim hanimtzos al rosho sheyel et katan. If a child has lice, Vigormos lo tzar godol, and is causing the child a lot of pain. Rav Yashiv says, Shemutter l'rases al rosho, you're allowed to spray on the child's head, Chomer kotel kinim, some kind of spray that kills lice. Mipnei shebemokum tzar godol. Because says Rav Yashiv, even though he holds normally you can't kill lice nowadays, in a case of tzar godol, yesh lismoch al pashas adin, then we can rely on the more lenient shita. The simple understanding of the din is that kinim are mutter to kill. So therefore, if it is a case of tzar godol, a kid has lice that are bothering him on Shabbos, you are allowed to spray them and kill them on Shabbos, even according to Rav Yashiv, who is normally machmir. Kodesh Shalom Zalman is always mutter, so certainly that case will be mutter. Let's look at note number 70. Note number 70 says, V'laharog b'yemos achol balichayim hametzarim anoshim. Forget Shabbos for a moment. Are you allowed to kill animals that are bothering people during the week? Mishum shema'usim him, they're disgusting. Umam'isim es ha'ochel, they're making the food disgusting. Kegon paroshim, like fleas. Zavuvim, flies. Yitoshim v'akbarim. Mosquitoes, mice. Are you allowed to kill these animals on the weekday? So writes of Moshe Feinstein, shemutter. It's permissible. There's no Indian not to kill a mosquito. It's not a midas chasidus. Achein, b'mokum she'efsher, if at all possible, says Rav Moshe, tov yoser shelo lohargam b'yadayim. Better not to kill him with your bare hands. Elorak laniach sham dover she'ahargim. Put something down that will kill them, but don't kill them with your bare hands. Kedei shelo yashbia olav hadover. So it shouldn't have an effect on you. The yigrum lo lamidas achzarius. You're going to go around killing anything, even though it's something you're allowed to kill. It might bring about in yourself a mida of cruelty. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, although you were allowed to kill him 100%, better to do it in a more roundabout way, not with your yadayim. V'chein das agon of this in Karelitz. Shemuter laharog b'yamos achol achbar hamarfil the adam. You can't kill a mouse during the week if it is bothering people. Let's say an animal is not bothering anyone. Are you allowed to kill this animal? So writes in Odeb Yehuda, She'ein b'kach mishum iser tzar balichayim. Killing an animal that's not bothering anyone is not an iser of causing tzar balichayim, which is aser. Mipnei shelo nesar elo letzar esachai. The iser says in Odeb Yehuda, tzar balichayim is causing pain to a live animal. Ach lo lahergo, but not killing an animal. Killing an animal, says in Odeb Yehuda, is not tzar balichayim. V'chein kosav or sameach b'shem sefer ha'eshkol. Me'idach. B'tosas Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Mishnayos Mavur she'aser lasos kein mishum tzar balichayim. Rabbi Kiva Eger does say it is aser to kill an animal because tzar balichayim, that is a major machlokas, is tzar balichayim only causing tzar to a living animal or also to kill an animal, machlokas. One more note, let's look at note number 71. Ulahaniach chomer ri'il, to put out some kind of poison. Hakotel es hazvuvim hametzarimo, so you want to hang some flypaper on Shabbos, or some poison on Shabbos to put it out to get some animals. So writes the Shvus Yaakov Shemutter, it's permissible, mipnei she'ein ze elo groma, that's only roundabout, kimelocha, b'melocha she'ein etzrich l'gufa, it's a groma of a melocha she'ein etzrich l'gufa, because you don't really need a dead animal, you just want it away, so it doesn't bother you, so he says it's mutter. Me'idach, b'shal sheshuvas ha'alef l'cha shlomo, kosav she'oser lasos ken, he says it's oser. The Gabi Risas Chomer HaKotel Yatushim, in terms of spraying some kind of thing that will kill mosquitoes, Rav Yashiv writes, Sha'osar Lasos Kein L'Choladeus, is Osar according to everyone. Kevan Shenechshav Adover Kekocho Mamish. Spraying it is like you're killing a mamish. Upsikreshu Shemusu, it's upsikresha that is going to die. So that would not be allowed. If you skip to the next paragraph, on the next column, he writes, and we'll end with this, Ularaseis Bitzar HaKharakim, to spray on the side of the insects, v'lo kinegda mamish, not across on the insects mamish, but on the side. Rav Nissen Karelet says it's mutter. V'chein kasa the shevet alevi, she'ein bazeh iser netilas neshama, that's not an iser netilas neshama, el shehichmir bazeh lechatchila mishum iser zore. Me'idach, on the other hand, aktsos ha'shulchan kasav, she'oser l'rases, af she'lo kinegda acharakim, he says you're not allowed to spray, even if it's not right across on the insects, mipnei sheyitochen sheyirases betos, you might mistakenly spray kineged hazvuvim v'nimtza meimis osam biyadayim. You might be killing them with your hands if you spray them directly. Even though he also holds mikra, then you could spray near them and have them get killed through that. But we're worried you might come to spray directly, and therefore he says that's usher. We will stop here and continue vaitu with siftes mirtz Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.